In Estonia, we have immigrants, but few compared to other countries in Europe. Due to the fact that Estonia has received few refugees, we have neither any refugees nor real immigrants in our school. All of our students are Estonians or students of Russian origin whose families have integrated into our society during many decades. As we do not have any close contacts with immigrants or refugees in our school, we're going to give a general overview of the situation in Estonia.
We would like to point out that after the Second World War, Estonia had a unique experience with immigration and attempts of integrating immigrants from the Soviet Union. After the war, the ethnic composition of our country changed a lot. For example, before World War II, the percentage of Estonians was 88.1%, and the percentage of Russians 8.2%. But after the war, under Soviet occupation, for example in 1979, the percentage of Estonians had decreased to 64.7%, and the percentage of Russians had increased to 27.9%. The number of Estonians also decreased because after the war many Estonians were killed or deported. Today, about 80% of the inhabitants of Ida-Virumaa County, which lies near the border between Russia and Estonia, are ethnic Russians who settled there during the Soviet period. We have had no big conflicts, but there are separate ethnic communities despite decades of integration attempts. This shows that integration is not easy and takes a long time. At the present moment, in Russian schools, at least 60% of the courses must be taught in Estonian to give students better opportunities.
As a member state of the European Union, Estonia shares European values, respect for human rights, and applies common European Union immigration policy. In order to support newly arrived immigrants who have migrated to Estonia to settle in and to acquire knowledge, skills and primary proficiency in the Estonian language, Estonia offers all newly arrived immigrants the opportunity to participate in an introductory welcoming program. Social cohesion can also be increased by supporting communication between different language groups, in addition to attaching importance to the Estonian language. The state can initiate changes most effectively via education. The common Estonian school system cannot emerge simply with the closing of Russian language schools, as this would raise high tensions. Learning must rely on the Estonian language, but it must consider the linguistic and cultural diversity of the residents of Estonia. The solution must involve families and communities in addition to education. Fears and conflicts are a natural part of integration. These main fears must be dealt with systematically, such as the fear of national conflicts at school, fear of mixing of identities, and fears of the parents diminishing the performance of schools.
Immigrants to Estonia can be divided into four categories. People returning to Estonia, people from the territory of the former Soviet Union, for example, Russia and Ukraine, people from other EU member states and people from the rest of the world. About half of all immigrants are those returning to Estonia from other countries. One third are immigrants from the former Soviet Union, while those from other EU member states and the rest of the world each make up about one tenth of the incoming population. The biggest immigration flow to Estonia started in 2015. In 2018, 13,030 immigrants started to live in Estonia. The Estonian immigration quota for third country citizens affects all those who would like to come here for work, to do business, or have the opportunity to apply for a limited term work permit in the context of an international agreement. Their number is regulated in the Aliens Act and cannot go beyond 0.1% of the total population of Estonia at the beginning of any given year. For the past few years, Estonians' annual immigration quota has equaled 0.1% of the country's permanent population, totaling 1,315 people a year. Immigration quota on the third country nationals was set at 1,315 for 2018 and was already met in early April. Excluded from the quota are immigration of family members, people studying in Estonia, prospective employees in the IT and communication sector, prospective employees of startup companies, investors and extended residency permits.
Under the EU Migrant Relocation and Resettlement Plan agreed upon in 2015, 206 refugees have been accepted. 141 arrived in Estonia from Greece, 59 from Turkey and 6 from Italy. In 2017, Estonia agreed to accept an additional 80 refugees within the framework of the new program over the next 2 years. Thus, the maximum number of people that Estonia is set to accept under the two plans combined is 286. However, according to the Minister of Social Affairs, 88 of these refugees are currently not in Estonia. Today there are only about 160 refugees placed in different parts of Estonia. For better immersion, Estonian government, with the help of the EU, has built refugee centers where they are taught Estonian language and culture. Our point of view about the integration in our country is that it works. Three important challenges of Estonians' development for the next couple of decades include coping with migration dependence, adaptation to multinationality, and an increase in the cohesion of the society. Immigrants have different opportunities to learn our language and culture. They can go to work or to school. In every country, there are people who refuse to accept immigrants. We personally think that it is wrong, because everyone deserves a chance.
Positive examples of integration in Estonia are that people who have different color of skin or nationality can study in Estonia. They can work and take part of different activities and events in our country. They have the opportunity to learn our language and study our culture. People have kindly supported refugees in all over Estonia. Among immigrants, there are famous scientists who have given their contribution to the academic research at Tartu University. Some have set up their own business, for example, restaurants. Refugee educational and entertainment centers have been built. They work mostly on donated money. In 2017, Estonian Refugee Council opened a support center for refugees in central Tallinn. The center organizes regular workshops, question time, open reception times for refugees who do not have an assigned support person, language cafes, film screenings and other events. The aim of which are to support the coping and adaptation of recipients of international protection in Estonia. Immigration has compensated for the negative natural increase of population in Estonia.
Of course, we have negative examples as well, because people are different. For example, we have a special refugee center for asylum seekers and refugees in the village of Vao. Some people do not like immigrants, and local people even tried to set the house on fire. They were against the center in their village because they felt that the refugees might be dangerous to the local people. But actually, they were not. Now things are improved. There are immigrants who do not like our language because it is quite hard to learn. They do not like our culture and religion, so they want to go somewhere else. For example, there have been several families who have escaped from Estonia, mostly to Germany, because of the cold weather and the bad immigration policies in Estonia. However, some families have had to return to Estonia. To solve the problem, refugees should not live somewhere in the country, but in town or near towns where they have better opportunities for learning the language, educating their children, finding work and communicating with the locals. Also, we should develop more compassion and positive attitude in our people.